As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, May the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, at least lots of news. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions when we can find them and where we can work them in. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone this morning, but you are at the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Just send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Well, all of you out there, thank you so very much for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals this morning trend higher. Mixed trader sentiment, dollar softens, crude oil up, all that in the market reports this morning. Death toll climbs, tornado ravage, Joplin, Missouri. AIPAC meetings with Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, bank fraud skaters, we'll talk about that in the news. Technology and technocracy from the 1800s forward, we'll go back in and review a little bit more of that today. And of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $4.40 an ounce at $1,521.60 an ounce. Silver this morning up 79 cents, a strong move upward in silver at $35.86 a troy ounce. Platinum up $7 at $17.56, and palladium up 7 as well at $735 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning shaping up to be a fairly fair band there, $9 spread at $1,515.70 for a low, and $1,524.70 for a high. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,520.75 an ounce, and it seems to be trading right about on top of that. SPDR Gold shares overnight added 7.58 metric tons to their treasure chest, electronic storage box. They claim this morning to be holding 1,209.53 metric tons valued on State Street at $58.7 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 131 at 12,381. The NASDAQ closed off 44 at 2,759. And the S&P 500 off 16 at 1,317. The crude oil this morning up $1.46 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. If trading, and the U.S. dollar index off 13 basis points. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
We Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news. Sometimes we don't have really great news. In fact, we sometimes have a real great trouble finding any good news. Today we don't have a lot of good news to report, but I have a lot of news on the browser. Let's go back in again and just give the highlights of our market report for this morning and get down to the serious business at hand. Gold was at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, again, was up $4.40, trading at $1,521.60. Good news for the gold bugs there. Also, silver up 79 cents at $35.86 a troy ounce. Platinum and palladium both up $7, platinum at $17.56, and palladium at $7.35. The London Gold Fix this morning, they set the price at $1,520.75. It's been trading near or above that for most of the morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all down. The Dow Jones down 131, closing at 12,381. The NASDAQ off 44, closing at 27.59, and the S&P 500 closed off 16 at 1,317. The crude oil this morning up $1.46 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude this morning, trading at $99.16, and the U.S. dollar index off 13 basis points at 76.01. I'll skip the foreign exchange this morning. I've really got a lot of other things on the browser. This article off the Yahoo News site You can put it, type it into your browser if you're at all interested in following any of this, folks. You can just type in Joplin tornado, just Joplin tornado. I'm starting to get a lot of reports now coming out of Joplin. I wasn't able to get up there yesterday afternoon. I may go up today, but things are not looking too good up there. Anyway, here's the headline. Death toll from Joplin tornado climbs to 116. This by Alan Scherzeger and Jim Salter, writing collaboratively for the Associated Press Monday, yesterday, 6:26 p.m. Rescue crews dug through piles of splintered houses and crushed cars on Monday in search of for victims of a half-mile-wide tornado that killed at least 116 people when it blasted much of this Missouri town off the map and slammed straight into its hospital. Now, this is not a small town. I don't believe that the whole town is gone, but I think that I'm going to have to go up and take a look for myself. But anyway, it was the nation's deadliest single tornado in nearly 60 years and the second major tornado disaster in less than a month. Remember Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and all of the rest of the communities down there that were caught up in this one-mile-wide, so many hundred-mile-long tornado. Still haven't seen any verifiable photos from that one. Authorities feared the death toll could rise as the full scope of the destruction comes into view. House after house reduced to slabs, cars crushed like soda cans, shaken residents roaming the streets in search of missing family members, and the danger was by no means over. Yesterday, all night, we had more lightning and winds, tons of rain yesterday, so we should probably have a lot of flash flooding down in the hill and holler country as well today. We'll see. But fires from gas leaks burned across the town. More violent weather loomed, including the threat of hail, high winds, and even more tornadoes. And, yeah, there were some really nasty-looking cells developing around on the radar as I was following it last night. At daybreak, the city's south side emerged from darkness as a barren, smoky wasteland. I've never seen such devastation. There's a quote, "Just block upon block upon block of homes just completely gone," said former state legislator Gary Burton, who showed up to help at a volunteer center at Missouri Southern State University. It was the nation's deadliest single twister since a June 1953 tornado in Flint, Michigan. Unlike the multiple storms that killed more than 300 people last month across the South, Joplin was smashed by just one exceptionally powerful twister. And you really ought to try and find pictures of the cloud cover that was over the city at that time. That was one nasty-looking thing. It looked like some one of those I'm trying to think of I don't know if there is a specific name, but it's the mattresses that have all those little cones on the bottom. Well, that's what the bottom of those clouds look like. Authorities were prepared to find more bodies in the rubble throughout this gritty blue-collar town of 50,000 people, about 160 miles south of Kansas City. An unknown number of people were hurt. Despite the grim outlook, Governor Jay Nixon said he was optimistic that there are still lives out there to be saved. While many residents had 10 to 17 minutes of warning, rain and hail may have drowned out the sirens. Larry Bruffy said he heard the first warning, but he looked out from his garage and saw nothing. 5 minutes later, the second warning went off. By the time we tried to get under the house, it already went over us. As rescuers toiled in the debris, a strong thunderstorm lashed the crippled city, and that made things even worse. Of course, you know, all day yesterday it was just pelting rain and winds, et cetera, and so on. So anybody that was stranded, anybody was trapped, and, you know, that would have made it very difficult to get in, and maybe it would even cause the loss of life from exposure. Teams of searchers fanned out in waves across several square miles. The groups went door-to-door making quick checks of property that in many places had been stripped to their foundations or had the walls collapsed. National Weather Service Director Jack Hayes said the storm was given a preliminary label as an EF4, the second highest rating given to twisters. And the story continues. It's not a good story. It's a long story, but you can find it up on the Internet this morning. There's also, and I posted this link to the YouTube in the chat room this morning at the top of the chat room page. Basically, there's if you go to Huffington Post and or just you type in Joplin tornado in your browser, there is a video. There's no real video to see. I mean, it's pitch black, and there's just, you know, not much for video. But you'll get an earful. It's so incredible. You know, we've got these cell phones that have, the ability to not only to take pictures but make recordings. And someone had a cell phone in their possession inside of a Fast Trip. This is like your Stop and Rob, okay? And there was a bunch of people in this Fast Trip store, and they were taking shelter, if you will, back by a beer cooler when this thing went over the top of this building. And the sounds, you know, you'll hear it in there. if you listen to that video. But one thing that struck me about it, and I've made this comment before on the broadcast, whether you're a believer, whether you're an unbeliever, or whether you're a disbeliever, whether you believe in any higher power, whether you believe in the Creator, whether you don't, and I've experienced this in my own life, I understand this feeling, but when you're in a situation of grave and extreme peril like these people were, you can hear them calling out for Christ, Jesus, to come quickly and save them. And I can tell you, folks, that when you're in a situation where you're on the tipping edge between life and death, even an atheist will pray to Jesus to spare their lives. And that's a little video clip, audio clip, well worth listening to, just to, in case you think you're bulletproof and 10 feet tall. Anyway, so that's that story. Let's go back over and catch up some more of this news. Go back into the economic calendar for today, my God, if we can. Anyway, I'll try. Let's go through it. There's lots of stuff going on, not only today, but throughout the rest of the week. Of course, the Goldman store sales is out. Red Book is out. The new home sales is out as well. Tomorrow, the durable goods orders will be out. Jobs claims will be out on Friday or Thursday, and then consumer sentiment will be up on Friday. But let's take a look at this report for the new home sales. Things are not looking altogether too good out there in homeland. April sales of new homes added to March gains, jumping 7.3% to a higher-than-expected annualized rate of 323,000. Strong sales drew down supply to 6.5 months from 7.2 in March and 7.9 in February, in a useful signpost for how deeply the residential sector has contracted. Only 175,000 new homes are up for sale, for the lowest total in data that goes back to 1963. But there's more to that story. We'll be right back.
Know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so looking at these new home sales gives us an understanding, you know, if you look at from the standpoint of, you know, that now that, you know, Joplin is in the process of digging out just a couple of days now from this tornado, a tornadic event, as they call it, down in the south, the same sort of a situation, thousands of homes destroyed and businesses and all that as well. There's going to be the opportunity here for rebuilding, unfortunately. And this is going to, of course, be reflected in these numbers in the months and in the year coming. So there's going to be a lot of people that perhaps will move out of the areas there. It may be a year or 2 years before they can really get things squared away. There will be an opportunity for towns to come back in and rethink their layout. We talked about the American Planning Association. We've talked about the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. We've talked about how the various municipalities have implemented the Code Council's codes. There's a tremendous amount of code enforcement as far as how you build to make a disaster resilient structure. So all of this going forward is going to open the door. Maybe Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and some of the other places will come back, as model FEMA hazard mitigation towns. We'll have to see how that plays out. But certainly when they put their hands out for the grants at aid, and they most assuredly will, they're going to have the handcuffs of control put on as to how they go about rebuilding after these catastrophes, to use a Rob Shotarian term. But low supply, they say, here is a big plus for the new home sector, where prices may be firming up, and so it continues along that line. But again, not only for the houses that are out there that are standing empty looking for an occupant, but also for the builders out there that are out of work in these various areas. There's a silver lining sometimes in even the most horrible story. There will be a lot of work that's going on right now in Joplin, Missouri. If I understand my research right, there's a lot of volunteer work going on as people try and help to find whether or not there's anyone yet alive in any of these piles of busted up 2x4s. But anyway, that's the story. And let's proceed. The ICSC Goldman store sales, the wettest comparable week in 10 years, pulled weekly same-store sales down by 1% in the May 21 week. So like we always say, if you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. And now they're blaming it on the rain for the fact that people don't have any money in their pocket and they're not interested in going out shopping. Redbook has pretty much the same thing to say. Redbook said that heavy weather hurt the sales of seasonal goods in the May 21st week. Now, people aren't out there buying their bikinis when it's, you know, pelting down rain, snow, and hail as we move towards the end of May. My goodness. All right. So there's that story as well. Let's go on a little bit further and look at some of the other news. I'll drive all the way over to the backside of my browser. And let's go here. This is off the Jerusalem Post this morning. Prime Minister, quote, Israel cannot return to the indefensible 1967 lines. Now, if you don't know, Benjamin Netanyahu, he was over here and he was having a confab. Still, I think he's still here. He's going to have a conference, I believe, today between the joint Congress, the Senate and the House. But he's over here trying to undo the damage done, I guess, by Barry the usurper, Obama. His Irish is coming out there. It's like O'Reilly and O'Leary and Obama. Anyway, that must be the Irish connection. But anyway, he's Netanyahu's over here trying to undo the damage that was caused by the speechwriters for the usurper's address. In Washington, this by Jerusalem Post staff, Netanyahu addresses AIPAC, it's the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, on the second day of their annual conference. Remarks come one day after Barry the Usurper clarifies remarks on the 1967 borders at the same podium. So they're all over there groveling, you know, in front of AIPAC, trying to keep them on board. And then there's some various things coming down here. It says 1967 borders are indefensible and the nation can never return to them. Prime Minister Benjamin, the furniture salesman Netanyahu, said on the second day of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's annual conference in Washington on Tuesday morning. You know, the people pay attention. You know, some 80% of our congresswhoers are in bed with Israel here. Tomorrow in Congress, he says, I'll describe, and if this is listed at the day right, this is 5:24, so it'll be tomorrow. He's going to address Congress, apparently. Tomorrow, or today, in Congress, I'll describe what a peace between a Palestinian state and a Jewish state could look like. He said, quote, but I want to assure you of one thing. It must leave Israel with security, and therefore Israel cannot return to the indefensible 1967 lines, all right? And this is important because these are the lines they had when they were created. And, you know, Israel is kind of like an amoeba. It just continues to spread and spread and spread. It could be like a virus, you know. It's gone out all across the West Bank, and it's taken the highlands and the whole program. Anyway, this remark was met by loud applause and cheers from the audience. Netanyahu spoke admirably of the words of Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln, good old Abe. And pointed out the vast similarities between American and Israeli culture, well, no doubt, noting that both are cultures of learning and ideas. They always point to that learning and ideas, the learned ones, you know, the wise and learned elders of Zion. Lincoln's writings resonate, he said, because they're, quote, rooted in ideas first championed by our people, the Jewish people. So apparently the Jews were writing the speeches for good old Abe, too. This is the reason Netanyahu said that Jerusalem must remain undivided. Right. Check that one out with the Palestinians. Israel is the cradle of our civilization. I think they need to do a little homework, but they're certainly arrogant. And the modern state of Israel was founded precisely on these eternal values. I mean, this is the stuff that they put out there, folks, and I hope you're all, you know, up to speed on your research, that you can see through this nonsensical stuff. He said, adding that this civilization was born and fostered in our eternal capital, the United City of Jerusalem. Our eternal capital, the United City of Jerusalem. What about Melchizedek, anyway? What about the crossing the Jordan River and committing the genocide on the people that were originally there? Here's another quote. I want to thank the President and the Congress for providing Israel with vital assistance so Israel can defend itself by itself. All right, that's all the money. That's your tax dollars at work. Support for Israel does not divide America. It unites America. Oh, really? Anyway, Israel wants peace, Netanyahu said, but it cannot have peace until it has a peace partner. You probably can't have peace until you put the rifles down either, Benny. It's time that we admitted another truth. Quote, this conflict has raged for nearly a century because the Palestinians refused to end it. Remember the quote that I've given you in the past by Nabil Jabbar, the Egyptian Christian, his book, Rumbling Volcano. In Egypt, in his time when he was writing, which is not all that many years back, it was pretty well common understanding that you can always tell the Jew. He's the one that's weeping and wailing as he strikes you repeatedly in the face. If you want to go back to the very beginning, you have to look in a battle or even in a prize fight. Look to see you through the first blow. All right, don't come into the ninth round there and try and make an assessment. You've got to go back to the beginning and see who struck first. Anyway, let's go on. I repeat, we can only make peace with the Palestinians if they're prepared to make peace with the Jewish state. Netanyahu had warm words for the protesters in many of Israel's neighboring cities who were rallying for democracy. Quote, what the people of Israel want is for the people of the Middle East to have what you have in America. No doubt. Man, I want to put that one up on the wall on gold. What the people of Israel want for the people of the Middle East is to have what you have in America. And the transference continues. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Once again, I think I'm going to stay on this article just a little bit further. Too often I jump away from these articles after I've already read them in the morning. I think, well, you probably know all about it, but maybe you don't anyway. But I hate to walk away from it when there's still so much rich material coming up here. Again, the Prime Minister's address came a day after U.S. Barry Usurper addressed APEC, where he defended his formulation for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal and made clarifications that put his comments more in line with Israeli positions. So on the one hand, when he's speaking into the great wide world, you know, he's got these strong words to say. But when the lick gets over there and is huffing around in front of 11,000 APEC members, he's got a little bit different tune. Apparently, he can sing to whatever audience he's in front of. The usurper reiterated statements from his Middle East speech on Thursday that a Palestinian state should be based on the 1967 lines, then comma, with mutually agreed land swaps, which has sparked outrage for many in the pro-Israel community, which is about all of Congress. Speaking to AIPAC on Sunday morning, the usurper emphasized that by definition, it means that the parties themselves, the Israelis and the Palestinians, will negotiate a border that is different from the one that existed on June the 4th of 1967. Well, I can tell you this much, you know, in the real estate business, in the land surveying business, you know, you've got a neighbor, let's say, that You know, well, they come in and they build a garden right up to your fence line, for instance. And then they want a little bit more room for their garden, so they nudge your fence line over and they crowd your fence line over. And then they maybe will pick up your fence and move your fence a couple of feet onto your property. Well, if you don't nip it in the bud, you're starting down the road of eminent domain, basically. It's not eminent domain. What is it, Will? It's not an easement by prescription. What is it? I'll come to it, back to it in a moment. Anyway, when somebody is taking, you know, taking your land, there are three criteria that are necessary. One, it has to be done openly, all right? And there's been nothing hidden by what Israel is doing. You know, every night they move the borders around in Jordan, wherever the checkpoints are. They just advance them another 100 feet down the road. But there are no lines drawn in the sand, so to speak, and there's even fewer drawn on a map. If my understanding is right, and I'm not the final arbiter on all things Israel. But anyway, first of all, it has to be open. And second, it needs to be notorious. In other words, the Palestinians come out and say, hey, what the hell are you doing? Knock it the hell off, you know? And yet, they persist. So it's open, it's done in avarice, and then it has to be notorious, and so they go to war over it, or they call the cops, okay? Those are the three criteria. It's not eminent domain. What is it, Will? I'll have to come back to it. Maybe I'll get it during the broadcast and I'll think of it. But there's this very specific term. And, you know, the land surveyors are called upon to solve those kinds of disputes on a regular basis. You come out and you survey and you find the real property line amidst all the begonias and the tulips and things like that. And you say, wow, this fence has been moved and it's been moved substantially. Why don't you move it back? So you can come in after the damage has already been done. But at that point, it's a little bit late to do the negotiations, all right? But this is what they're holding on. So for the last 44 years, they've been, you know, building settlements and knocking other people's property down and taking and absconding and shooting their way to victory like a bunch of Wild West cowboys. And now they want to sit down and say, well, look, we've got all this land already. We have all this settlement. The burden of moving all these people out of here and back into our own territory is just too much. We need to keep what we've stolen. You know, you got a thief. He's out in the driveway. He's got this TV. He's got your stereo. He's got all your gold and silver and your daughter. But my goodness, well, we're going to have to negotiate about the return of these things because it was hard work. It was hard work to steal it all from you. And that's basically where this is going. After meeting with the usurper at the White House on Friday, Netanyahu flatly rejected any return to the 1967 borders. The basis, along with agreed land swaps for a deal with the Palestinians, is laid out in the U.S. President's Middle East speech. Quote, while Israel is prepared to make generous compromises for peace, it cannot go back to the 1967 lines, Netanyahu said, sitting alongside the usurper in the Oval Office. These lines are indefensible because they don't take into account certain changes that have taken place on the ground. Demographic changes, that's right. It would be the same thing as, you know, having to sit down with old Carlos Slim and negotiate one more time the southern border of the United States. Bring together all of our governors, and we sit down and we negotiate with Carlos, you know, the richest guy in Mexico, and we try and reestablish our borders after there have, you know, been numerous incursions. I mean, well, we got parkland and everything else that's basically been given over to the drug runners. Well, that's not the way to do it. You go back to the paper. You know, even the Bible talks about that. You know, don't mess with another man's boundary monuments. You don't mess with somebody else's property boundaries. And that's what they've been doing over there, and they've done it since day one. So there is that, and there's a lot more to it. Here's a little bit more along a different line. Let's get this one. Netanyahu's speech to give Congress unvarnished truth on the Mideast peace. Now, again, they're what, 60, what, 6 years old, something like that? Been there for a long time. When are they ever going to reach their majority? When are they going to stand on their own two feet? And when are we going to quit feeding the beast? Anyway, probably not in my lifetime. Jonathan Furzeiger, writing this for Bloomberg, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the furniture salesman, said he will present his vision of a secure peace for the Middle East in an address today to a joint meeting of Congress. Here's the quote, I intend to speak the unvarnished truth. Now, we know from our own studies that when he says he intends to speak the unvarnished truth, he says what he's really saying is I intend to speak a whole pack of lies. All right? Whatever's up is down. Whatever's in is out. Just go to the Talmud and you verify it for yourself, all right? Because now, more than ever, what we need is peace. So what he's saying is what we need now, it, more than ever, is another war, all right? I'm going to lie to you, and we're going to lie you into war. By deception, we shall rule, right? We will wage war by deception. Netanyahu said last night, and that's by the Mossad, by the way, Netanyahu said last night in an address to the nation's largest pro-Israel lobby, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, during its annual meeting in Washington. Was there anybody that didn't attend? The Israeli leader spoke a day after Barry the Usurper addressed the same audience. We just ought to just roll up Washington, D.C. and send it to the Middle East. They'd be more comfortable there. Saying upheaval in the region has brought a new urgency to renewing Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations. The Usurper and Netanyahu have sought to ease tensions evident in their meeting at the White House on May the 20th. Apparently, it was just kind of a showdown, a stare down between the Usurper and Netanyahu while they were having their meeting on the 20th, a day after the U.S. president, that's debatable, said peace talks should be based on boundaries from before the 1967 Six-Day War, along with agreed-upon territorial changes. Netanyahu said during his speech to Congress, now this is past tense, so he's already spoken to Congress. Now we're getting it. I went up on the calendar and I was trying to find where he had spoken and what day he'd spoken, but I wasn't able to do that. Maybe some of you can. I'll talk about the great convulsion taking place in the Middle East. I'll talk about the dangers of a nuclear-armed Iran. How about a nuclear-armed Israel, for God's sakes? When are we going to come to grips with that one? They got the Samson option. They hold it over the heads of everybody. I will also outline a vision. Could you imagine folks being so brazen as to say never again, you know, Israel, never again. Anybody ever challenges their authority ever again, they'll just destroy the planet. If they can't get all the cards and all the cookies and all the matzo the way they want it, they'll destroy the planet. This is how heartless these people are. I don't know whether they're Neanderthal or just what. I'll also outline a vision for a secure Israeli-Palestinian peace. In his remarks to about 11,000 AIPAC delegates at the Washington Convention Center, Netanyahu emphasized that Israel cannot return to the indefensible borders. This is like a mantra now. We're going to be hearing this for quite some time. He said peace between the Palestinians and Israelis is a vital interest for us, but it is not a panacea for the problems of the Middle East, the Jewish state. Netanyahu, who was heckled at least three times during his half-hour speech by members of a Jewish group supporting territorial concessions, said it is crucial that Palestinians accept Israel's nature as a Jewish state. Who could accept her nature as a Jewish state? Wow. Which Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has been unwilling to do. We can only make peace with the Palestinians if they are prepared to make peace with the Jewish state. Well, somebody's beating you over the head with a hammer. You have to question whether or not anybody's actually going to try and make peace. But there's more to the story, but I don't have the stomach for it. Gregory Viskel, writing this for Bloomberg, the Internet needs government role to avoid anarchy, Francis Sarkozy says. Right? It's real stuff, not making it up. The Internet needs government involvement to reach its full potential of linking people and boosting economic growth, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said. All right? Can't leave well enough alone. Now they're going to get in all over the Internet. Just watch. Now that the Internet is an integral part of most people's lives, well, think about all of the money that was spent and all of the energy that has been, you know, spent to get it to be an integral part of our life. They have to have it. This is the interconnected, interoperable 21st century. Internet service is not going to be an option. It's going to be mandatory. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, some people regret the fact that we have to interrupt the broadcast for commercial breaks, but it really gives the host a chance to regroup and rethink sometimes under pressure of being live on air. And the idea that I was trying to express there was adverse possession. The three terms, you know, open, avarice, and notorious use. Even if you just type open, avarice, and notorious use into your browser, as I just did during the break, it'll return adverse possession. But adverse possession basically is where you climb onto somebody else's property. And as long as you do it openly, notoriously, and continuously for a period of years, you know, you can file adverse possession in law. And after a period in Missouri, after a period of 7 years, if you qualify for all those conditions, you can sometimes obtain land from someone else just simply because you occupied it. So this is pretty much what I see. The appeal that is being made by Israel. But let's go back to this discussion again. We're looking at the Internet, all right? Needs government role to avoid anarchy, Sarkozy says. Now that the Internet is an integral part of most people's lives, and boy, isn't it, it would be contradictory to exclude governments. Well, certainly, government started it, DARPANET or whatever it was originally. It would be contradictory to exclude government. Government was why they created the Internet and why we are so able to get in and route around inside of our government's websites, you know, all this transparency and openness in government. But it would be contradictory to exclude government, Sarkozy says, at a Paris forum of Internet companies. Nobody should forget that these governments are the only legitimate representatives of the will of the people in our democracies. And to forget this is to risk democratic chaos and hence anarchy. Now, this is a very, very artful piece of word art here, you know? All right? But I'm just going to leave that to you. You can find the article. It's up on, for all of our intrepid researchers, it's up on Bloomberg. Internet needs government role to avoid anarchy. Diagnose these. Take these apart. Apply your trivium to this. Look at it from the standpoint. Diagram these sentences. Look at it from the standpoint of grammar, and then logic, and then rhetoric, and see what's being said. In his speech to 1,500 delegates at the EG8 forum, I'll bet you didn't know that there was such a thing. I certainly didn't. The EG8, that's like Enhanced 911. I don't like that E in front of the G8 forum there, which is being held before a summit of Group of Eight leaders this week in Deauville, France. Sarkozy said rules were needed to protect copyrights, prevent monopolies, and keep harmful material out of the hands of the children. Of course, you know that a child, and certainly if you've been listening to Hal Anthony's broadcasts on Sundays behind the woodshed where we open a big can of whoop-ass on these misbehaving children and adolescents that claim to be government. But if we understand children and parents and the words rightly, children is a ward of the state. Aren't we all wards of the state with this fraudulent Federal Reserve System and your little Social Security number, right? But he said rules are needed to protect copyrights. Well, there's a certain amount of that. Prevent monopolies, yeah. And keep harmful material out of the hands of children. What kind of harmful material do they want to keep out of the hands of the children? Maybe revisionist history, maybe, so that the young people can go to school and that we, even us, we, the adult children, persons, legal fictions, so that this harmful material can be kept. The internet has become a powerful tool for busting the propaganda paradigm. And some of the harmful material, you know, keeping harmful material out of the hands of the children. If you allow your young ones to watch television, they've got all the harmful material they could ever feast upon. The internet might give them the opportunity to evaluate some of the pornographic material out there and maybe develop a distaste or disgust with it early on in life, and they won't waste and ruin their adulthood, you know, their majority, following after such evil stuff. Anyway, here's the quote. "We won't take steps that would damage growth in your industry," he told the executives. Among those scheduled to participate were Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, executive chairman Eric Schmidt of Google, and chairman and chief executive officer Rupert Murdoch. You can't put Rupert Murdoch and prevent monopolies and keep harmful material out of the hands of children in the same sentence. All right? You can't even crowd through the checkout line in a grocery store without being assaulted with all manner of cellulite and breast exposure. Or this trash, you know, these parade magazines and things like that, that Rupert Murdoch shoves down your face as you try to go out of grocery store. They can't put the newsstand around some place that you don't have to see it when you're in the grocery. No, you can't even check out without going through the hall of horrors, I like to think of it. You know, I kind of have to look up at the monitor cameras as I go through there just to keep my sensibility from being assaulted by the face, the covers of these, you know, magazines, Star and the rest of them. Some of the most disgusting displays of human filth you ever seen. Anyway, while never mentioning taxes directly, Sarkozy mentions the cost taxpayers bear in supporting the industry. Supporting what industry? Supporting what industry? I can tell you what support I have to put into this industry is about $100 a month for the internet connection. All right? States invest in training programs for those who then join your companies. Well, yeah, but who? States invest in trainings? No, people invest in the training. States just steal money. We create wealth. All right? The big difference here. States invest in the technical and technological infrastructures. Wait a minute, Jose. Wrong again. Those are municipal bonds. Those are corporate bonds. All right? Those are government bonds. That's our money, not states' money. And the state doesn't have anything to say about it because the state's a legal fiction. All right? Doesn't have any feelings. It just has words on paper. States invest in the technical and technological infrastructure that provide transport for the services and the content that are circulated on the web. I think some of these corporations provide more than that. When Mediacom wanted to extend a line to my neighbor, they just came in and adversely possessed part of my property to run their wire over, all right? That's, the state wasn't involved in that. They just collect taxes off of it all. Well, never mentioning taxes directly, Sarkozy mentions the cost taxpayers bear in supporting the industry. Well, yeah, now you're getting there. States invest in training programs for those who then join your companies, and so on and so forth. Well, that's a long article. Sarkozy said the Internet had changed the world as much as the voyage of explorers such as Cristobal Colomb. Christy Colombo. Christopher Columbus, will say it. In a few years, you have rocked the very foundation of the world economy in which you now play a major role. Well, there's a lot of truth in that. Let's go to this one. Engineering undergrads reap top salaries. That's the truth. Janet Loren, May the 23rd, 2011, writing this for Bloomberg. College students' choice of major can mean the difference between a median earning, they write, of $120,000 for petroleum engineering and $29,000 for counseling psychology, a study by Georgetown University showed. Of the top 10 undergraduate majors with the highest median salaries, 8 were in engineering, including aerospace, chemical, and mechanical engineering. And as we go into our discussion in the second hour about technology, we're going to visit again with the importance of the engineer these past 150 years in the development of modern America and the world round about. Many of the least popular majors, including naval architecture and marine architecture and engineering, command among the highest pay. While some popular subjects, like elementary education and psychology and underwater basket weaving and nude dancing, oh, they don't have that in there, but I just threw it in, generate some of the lowest, according to the report, while a bachelor's degree holder can expect to earn 84% more over a lifetime for full-time work than somebody with only a high school diploma, a student's major is correlated to income, said Anthony P. Carnival, the director of the center. Now, that's highly debatable. But we can certainly say that even if you wanted to wash out the Johnny Bowl down at Mickey D's, you're going to need to have a bachelor's degree. You'll have to have a sanitary engineering degree, perhaps, all right? Or a lot of times, they don't really give a flying Melinda what degree you hold, just as long as you have a degree. I never have been able to figure that out. You see a work, you know, help wanted ad, and they say, well, the requirement is, minimum requirements is a bachelor's degree, but they don't specify it. You call them up, oh, a bachelor's in what? Well, it doesn't matter, as long as you have a bachelor's degree. What's up with that? We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. First hour, had a bunch of news, got some more news up for you right now. Let's go back into it. Again, I'm looking at an article off the Bloomberg website, Engineering Undergrads Reap Top Salaries. Right? Everybody needs a degree, right? If you don't have a degree, if you're not a 33rd degree, well, you're just not a Mason, right? Anyway, you can get a 33rd degree honorary masonry, and you know, you never have to lift a trowel. You might have to lift up your apron from time to time, but the trowels don't have to be hefted. Anyway, going along here, get your gavel out. Researchers, the article continues, categorized 171 undergraduate majors into 15 groups, including health, humanities, and liberal arts, and law and public policy. Liberals, liberals. Remember? Go back and we studied Edward McNall Burns' History of Civilizations and Carol Quigley, The History of Civilizations, both of them. And we found that there was this transition long ago, about right about the same time Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci were walking the planet and Johann Reuchlin, right around the late 1400s, early 1500s. This is where the house pets, the house guests, the very special ones, were elevated from just house slaves, if you will, artists and architects and things like that. They were elevated, and they started to get some dignity and some respect to them. This was the beginning of liberal arts, the liberal arts. Liberum free, of course, liber, free. Free men, they became free men, all right? So let's continue. A research org categorized 171 undergraduate majors. As a group, engineering majors of all disciplines reported the highest median earnings at $75,000, the study showed. Well, I wonder about doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs. You certainly make plenty more money being a congressor than you're going to make as an engineer. The lowest pay at $42,000 came from two groups, education and psychology and social work. Education and psychology and social work. These are the low pay guys. Well, they're trying to build support, of course. All these unionized teachers out there, but we read the article just the other day about the superintendent of schools up in New York who's banging home some $350,000 a year annually as a benefits package from his previous superintendent's job and is involved in another one for some Another $200,000. He's making around, pulling in about $500,000 a year from the patrons in the school districts. And of course, that's just robbed right off of your property taxes into his pocket. The lowest pay at $42,000 again, education and psychology. But when we take a look at this education process, if we can delay the entry of the young boy and girl, a young man and a young woman, if we can delay their entry into the job market, if we can put them off 16, 18 years of education before they actually enter into the job market, well, of course, they're quite a bit older, aren't they? Yes, they are. And then if we can creep it back the other way and force them into retirement somewhere between 40 and 65, and we'll talk about that in our technology article, then we can shorten the number of years that they actually work. And so as the advance of technology has made it possible for machines and technology to do more and more work and less work for man, even if we go back to Princeton, 1955, to the great symposium there on man's role in changing the face of the earth, we see in 1955 they already had this figured out. What are you going to do with all the people? Well, you can get them through this pluralistic system. You can get them all excited about joining clubs and groups and organizations, Rotary and the Elks and the Lions and all the animal clubs and the bridge clubs and the knitting clubs and the quilting clubs. And, well, they'll be right back.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back again, looking at this article off of the Bloomberg website as kind of a prelude as to going back into our study of technology. Talked a little bit about the internet, talk a little bit now about the engineers and how important all of this is, and this research again. But as a group, again, engineering majors of all disciplines reported the highest median earnings. And it goes on and talks about race and gender. Race and gender play a role in salary. And, of course, race and gender have played a very important part in the last 100 years. All right. Again, the same problem. We discovered that with Rosie the Riveter going into World War I and World War II. And you take it all the way back to Lincoln's War of Northern Aggression. You know, Lincoln's War. Horrible, horrible scenarios. Big transformation. Big change. All right. Never before had we really embarked on this campaign of the scorched earth policy. Never before had we gotten involved from the standpoint of waging war against civilians and women and the sons and the daughters. You know, one time it was mano face to face and let the leader come out with the sword swinging, you know? You know, we don't do that anymore. Got away from that. But anyway, race and gender play a role in salary, and they do play a role. Because we've had to deal with this fact that we've got way the heck too many people and nowhere near enough jobs, because as we've gone further and further down the Industrial Revolution, come down further and further into technology, quite frankly, people have gotten to be pretty much extraneous in the mix, all right? Now, you can come in and polish the knobs from time to time, but if we can develop a knob-polishing robot, we could replace your job, too. All right? And so let's continue. While women hold the majority of degrees in many lower-paying fields, even those with specialties that command the highest pay, they always come back to that, the disparities between male and female gender pay. You know, that's got to be thrown into the article. You know, you're just going to have to expect that. Margaret Sanger would demand it, you know. Anyhow, about 25% of the respondents reported majors in the business group, which had 13 subcategories, including finance, accounting, and marketing. Those with a degree in business economics had the highest median earnings, $75,000. That compares with the $70,000 median for an economics degree in the social science group. Now, to get down into the social sciences, now we've invoked positivism again. Now we're calling out of the grave Auguste Comte and Dubois and all the other sociologists, they're out there. But they have to mention that as well, because it's a part of the educational system. And academia has played an integral role in facilitating these great transformations. The Georgetown study had a margin of error of 3% or less, they said. All right? I've got a bunch of other articles up here on the web, but let's see what I want to do. Do I want any of them? No, not really. I think we can pretty much let it go. There's a little bit of one here. EU web privacy law on cookies may trigger confusion for Google and Yahoo. All right, so this is an ongoing debate that continues. European Union data privacy rules forcing companies such as Google Inc. and Yahoo Inc. to seek consent before targeting users with online advertising may sow confusion because of the national differences in the way they are applied. So we're basically going under, as Sarkozy mentioned, a international system of regulation of the internet, and whether there will be any good to come out of it or not, most likely it'll just be less and less freedom and more despotic and tyrannical controls and greater cost to you, more taxes, more tax burdens, and really not a better web experience. And besides, the web is the wild and woolly world, and if you venture out onto the internet, well, freedom is like that. Sometimes your nose gets bloody. Let's continue. Back to the text. Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, looking at this lengthy article on technology. I have another article here under social reform programs that talks about technocracy. We'll go there. We're leading into that. But as we went through the dictionary first, got our terms defined, our meanings and our senses well in hand as to what we're talking about with techniques and techniques and technology. And then we've come into this discussion of technology and the development of technology and how important it is and how broad sweeping it is and how fundamentally important it is to what we're experiencing right now. This encyclopedia set, this article, written probably not later than about 1933. So let's continue. There are other special characteristics of the capitalist epoch which are even more intimately related to modern technology. The modern period has often been called that of the engineer. All right, so I'm trying to find on the internet articles that support the things that we're discussing and talking about in the teaching segment of our internet homeschool classroom here. But again, the modern period has often been called that of the engineer. Industry and railroads are the most outstanding features of the new world. And so the author, this Mr. Lederer, Emil Lederer, writing in the 30s, at his time, was still looking at railroads and industry at his time in America being the most outstanding features of the new world. The new world order. Been around a long time. These were vociferously acclaimed not only because they netted fabulous earnings to the ruling groups, but also because they provide undreamed of sensations for the great mass of the bourgeoisie and the workers. Now, notice how the author says, who did they amass great earnings for? Oh, not the engineers. Let's say it again. These were vociferously acclaimed. You go, boys. Go, engineers. the red shirts and the blue shirts, and they're on the field. They were vociferously acclaimed, not only because they netted fabulous earnings to the ruling groups. Remember our study, Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes in America. Again, written back in 1907, almost contemporary with these encyclopedia articles, wherein we found, through the expansion of credit mobilier and the development of railroads and canals and bridges and all of that, and the ironworks and timber and the coasting trade and steamships and all of that, yeah, the engineers' skill and the mechanics, the people that made the things, were highly acclaimed. Why? Because of the fabulous earnings that they brought to the boss man, to the ruling groups, the elites. But also because they provided undreamed of sensations for the great mass of the bourgeoisie and the workers. The people were happy to be able to stop slogging along, schlepping along on an ox cart, and to ride a subway or to ride an overhead trail, you know, train, or to go from point A to point B in an enclosed train car, as opposed to a dusty, musty, noisy, jerky stagecoach. An increasing number of production industries, these are jobs now, and remember, this was the time of, in the North especially, wage slavery. This is when we were emptying out the highlands in Scotland and bringing all of the Irish folk over here to work in the mills, you know. They were living in subhuman, filth conditions. Great difference between the chattel slaves, the Negroes in the South, and the wage slaves in the North. Of course, there was plenty of wage slaves in the South, too. But a great difference is, one, that the chattel slaves were possessions, they were property. And no more would you go out and you beat your fine mule, or you would take a ball-peen hammer to your tractor, then you'd go out and beat a slave. That kind of stuff, I think, largely is propaganda. You wouldn't work your slaves to death. You paid for them. If you want to work somebody to death, go get a white guy and give him a quarter a day.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
It's one of the really great things that I have enjoyed the most in these Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences is the aspect, the perspective, the point of view that these articles are written from. You know, we talk about technology, and you know, you could go over to the Encyclopedia Britannica and you get into the nuts and bolts and foot pounds and so on and so forth. But you jump into the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, their future professors, the Hochschule für Politik, and you come up with a completely different point of view, a completely different reference point. This is looking at it from the standpoint of the people involved in all of this, the people aspects of it, and they're fabulous articles written. An increasing number of production industries developed out of the traditional handicrafts. Now remember, you know, this is how we made things prior to the Industrial Revolution. We covered all of this, again, in the history of Western civilization as it came across. We came into the discussion about mercantilism and all of that, you know. When you move away from the feudal serfdom, when you move away from the lords and the manors and the three-field system, and you transition from a situation where people are living, you know, in subservience generationally, intergenerationally, to their lord and the master there in their church, okay? And the people make most of the things that they're going to have in their lives right there, you know. Lots of many hands make light work. And from time to time, you'd have somebody that would come through that would park their wagon way out in the accepted place by some kind of a standard or maybe a specified tree. And then the Lord would go out and he would look at the wares and he would see what he wanted to introduce to the people and what he didn't. Or maybe he'd send some of his vassals out to do a look at it, you know. But all that changed. All that changed when they started to have the great fairs in Europe. And the handicrafters would come and they would go, you know, like gypsies would travel from place to place. And they would hawk their wares at these fairs. You know, some people were Schumachers. Some of them were smiths. Some of them were wheelwrights and cartwrights, and some of them were barrel makers, stave makers, what are those people called? Then there are the colliers, etc., and so on. All of our names hail back to that, to the time of the beginning of mercantilism, and many of the mercantilists today still carry the same names, intergenerationally retained. Anyway, an increasing number of production industries developed out of the traditional handicrafts. You can just imagine. When you're sitting there, you're making something, and you say, by God, if I could just do it this way, if I could just quit having to poke myself with a needle all the time, if I could speed this needle up, I could make more of these, and if I could make more of these, then I could live better. And so then you lay awake at night, or you go out to your shop, and you diddle around, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you've got McCormick's Reaper out there, and you're taking down 10 acres of hay a day, and you can do it with one man and a mule. Fabulous stuff. Coming up with the spinning jenny and all of that stuff. Really cool. Anyway, we're systematically reconstructed and we're drawn into machine production by the growing concentration of capital. If you've noticed on machinery, you look at the machinery like oil wells and things like that, you can see the physics, the human physics. Here's your elbow, here's your forearm, here's your wrist, and here's your hand holding something, and then it goes up and down and up and down and up and down. Okay. Legs, elbows, eyeballs, ears, you know. It's all replicated in industry. and even in the high-tech industry, too, to a lesser degree. But in this way, a whole army of technical auxiliary forces arose with academically trained men at the top, but with the mass of workers engaged only in routine work. So these academically trained men at the top, these are the engineers, again, that we spoke of earlier, and all those that have bachelor's degrees and master's degrees and doctorate degrees. Academia. And yet, they still have this mass of workers engaged only in routine work beneath. And this is, again, the division of labor in these firewalls. The great wall of life, carving out a niche for yourself. You climb up in there, and then you protect, you preserve the little bit of knowledge you got by walling in your skills or your knowledge behind this wall of language, and then you hang your shingle out and sell it. You know, architects and engineers and so on. And since the industrial system also required a personnel for the sale of the commodities and for public management, there developed also an army of commercial employees and public officials. Now think of the westward expansion, and we have these wagons and wagon trails and wagon routes and being opened up, you know, and all the John Wayne shoot 'em up with the cowboys and Indians, shooting their bows and arrows and stuff like that. Well, you've got the trader comes to town. You know, he's got his little gypsy wagon. And he's got tin pots and things like that that nobody in town has and everybody wants. And so he makes an exchange, all right? But again, we have this new thing coming on, also an army of commercial employees. You know, your Frigidaire salesmen, the people that sell the Lazy Boy recliners or so on and so forth. Your door-to-door salesmen selling the Electrolux vacuum cleaner, Amway products, or Lusterware waterless cookware and Ginzu knives. But wait, that's not all. We also have a complimentary bottle of cheap perfume, toilet water for the ladies of the house, all right, if you act today. So they're developed also an army of commercial employees and public officials. Somebody's got to, you know, rule over the internet. You can't leave out the government in this instance. You know, we've got to have our parasites sucking off the productivity of the people. We've got to have your public officials. In this way, technological development accelerated the process of bureaucratization so that a large quota of the gainfully employed were taken from the immediate production processes and shifted to administrative departments, your human resources department. You look at the complex of some of these big corporations, and you see that, you know, GE has this towering office building, multiple cities, towering office buildings. Hell, they don't make light bulbs in that place. What they do in there is they've got bureaucrats and public officials, employees, commercial employees, etc. in there. In this way, again, technological development accelerated the process of bureaucratization. Remember, in the first day, yesterday, we talked about that technology is largely based on calculation. We studied that in economics. Calculation, very important to keep that in mind. The increased importance for engineering, of engineering for production, has not been accompanied by a corresponding increase of influence of the engineer in production, society, and politics. The engineer's attention is concentrated upon the technical progress rather than upon the conditions requisite to economic success, which depends upon the relation of cost to yield. And so we wonder, well, my God, how could Monsanto be putting out all of this genetically modified stuff? What's wrong with these scientists? They're evil. They're demons. They're Satan. Monsatan. Well, actually, the scientists are just preoccupied. They're in their nice laboratories. They went through school. They went and gone through academia, and they got their doctorate in engineering and chemistry, and they're just in the laboratory dinking around. All right? The real trouble is in the front office, on the 42nd floor in the corner office with the rubber tree plant and the private secretary. That's where the demons reside. But again, the increased importance of engineering for production was not accompanied by a corresponding increase of influence of the engineer. He's just relegated down to the bottom shelf. The entrepreneur of the 19th century. We've talked about that before. We talk, well, the middle class. No. It's not the wage slave. It's the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur is the guy that's up on the 42nd floor. He's in that corner office with the rubber tree plant and the private secretary and coffee service in his office. That's the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur we'll have to discuss, and we will right after this.
The home of cutting edge talk radio online worldwide. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just doing my best to blow through this lengthy article. I don't know whether we'll make it through here today or not, but I'll just keep on going. It brings a lot out. I hope you can appreciate these articles and the things that I share with you. You know, this is the stuff that comes out of my mind or comes to my mind as I read these articles, all of these connections. And so, you know, you go through 1,000 pages of material or read an entire set of encyclopedia and you start to build this arsenal of understanding. And as you develop your power of discernment, you can see through the BS and sometimes and sometimes not. Sometimes it's very difficult. It's so cunningly devised and crafted. But you can see through the BS and you start connecting all of the dots. And that's one of the things that we need to do. You know, we talk about packing Uncle Sam's trunk. It's kind of a takeoff on Harriet Beecher Stowe's packing Uncle Tom's cabin. But nevertheless, packing Uncle Sam's trunk, here's we're going to put everything into Uncle Sam's trunk, and then we're going to send him packing, you know, send him down the road. Well, how are we going to do that? We talked about this becoming vocal local. And once we go ahead and abolish the abolition of the established two-party political system, and then we come back together as a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, then begins, and only then can really and truly begin, a process which I call Operation Clean Sweep, where we start all the way up at the top with all of the executive orders, and we have to sweep our way down through all the trees and all the crap that these boneheads have foisted off on us over these years, and sweep our way all the way down to the basement. Then we'll push whatever's in the basement out in the alley, pile it all up, heap it, and burn it. Or maybe take it to the Smithsonian Institute, you know, and let them keep it over there. Why not? You can look at all of that and call it the idiocy of the 19th and 20th century America as we move into greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. But these articles bring this sort of stuff out so that we can start to understand what's this entrepreneur. We're always being dialogued into this consensus, though, that we're the middle class. We're the middle class. Why, just because you got a decent job? No, no, you're still a wage slave. You're not the middle class. You're in the proletariat, son. Sorry. How much is Lloyd Blankfein knocking down this year? You think you're doing okay? But even old Lloyd, he gets paychecks, all right? So Lloyd's up there. He's up there pretty high. But who's really behind Goldman Sachs? Lloyd? Cohen? Jamie Dimon draws a salary, I think. Last time I checked. Wage slave. He's up there. He's up there a ways. Who are the entrepreneurs? Those are the ones we want to find. We want to find the middle class, the real middle class. They scare the crap out of the black nobility. And they have scared the crap out of the black nobility of Europe for a long time. The money masters, they scare the crap out of them. Why? Because these entrepreneurs, the Koch brothers, they just rise up. The Carlyle Group, they just rise up. Somebody starts getting an idea, you know, and then they start acting on their ideas pay off, and other people like it, and they provide a real good service for lots of people, make everybody money. People pile in, they buy their stock shares, Jay Gould rises up, he's an entrepreneur. He's in the in-between land, he's in the limbo land, between the nobility, the divine right to rule crowd, and us. So you've got a real thing going on here between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie. Bourgeoisie, that's the entrepreneur. And we're not an entrepreneur. Some of you might be. But let's go into it a little bit further here. The entrepreneur of the 19th century was seldom a technician. But sometimes they are, too. Now, Westinghouse, he was kind of Nikola Tesla. He was kind of an entrepreneur. Seldom a technician, but he was always on the watch for inventions which looked promising. I told you about people, right? The three kinds of people. There's thinkers, there's loafers, and there's doers. I come up with this back in the 70s. But the thinkers, loafers, and doers. You know, thinkers, they think and think. And they think and they think and they think and they think all the time. But seldom do they ever go beyond that step. And as I say, knowledge is power, true enough, but knowledge is only powerful when it's combined with action. And thinkers sometimes are incapable of acting. They have the paralysis of analysis, but thinkers are thinkers. Three kinds of people. Then there's the doers. He's the kind of a guy, you know who I'm talking about. Maybe you're that kind of a guy. You go out on a perfectly fine Saturday afternoon and spend all afternoon mowing the freaking lawn. Maybe you go under the hood of the car, take the carburetor off. Carburetor works just fine. You bring it into the shop, lay it out, and rebuild the carburetor. Why not? It's Saturday. Just got to be doing something. I'll be take all my kitchen knives out in the shop and sit down there and sharpen them and get them all razor sharp and bring them back in again. Just had to do something. There's thinkers and there's doers, all right, which are you. Maybe you're both, a little of each, perhaps. And then there's a third critter on this planet, and they're the loafers, all right? Loafers aren't very deep thinkers. They don't spend a whole heck of a lot of time thinking. Not all that sharp at thinking either, generally speaking. And they have a tendency to run on the lazy side, so they're not much of doers either. They don't do too much either, but they sleep late in the morning. And around about 10 o'clock, they come into the shops where all the workers are doing, all in the do, and they bring donuts and coffee and stuff like that, and all the boys come around, and they show them all the things they're building, and look at this, and hey, I got my 57 Chevy, and it's ready for the track, baby. And the thinker look, or the loafer stands there and he looks at him and he says, yep, you sure do a fine job putting together a 57 Chevrolet dragster, brother. You surely do. Have another donut. Then at night, when all of the doers are asleep in their bed, he buys, the loafer he likes to stay up late at night, sip on wine and stuff. He goes around and he consorts with all of the thinkers. And he hears all these great ideas from the thinkers, and the thinkers pontificate on this great idea and that great idea, and they plan and they dream. But the thinkers are incapable of ever accomplishing anything. And so the loafer sits there in the middle. He's the entrepreneur. He sits there in the middle between the thinkers and the doers, and he puts together a really great idea with a really great doer. He never tells the thinker he's stolen his idea, and he never tells the doer that he's doing something that somebody else thought of. And the entrepreneur rakes it off the top. Back to the article. The entrepreneur of the 19th century was seldom a technician, but he was always on the watch for inventions which looked promising. He financed the high cost of testing and installing new inventions. He developed a market and thus carried the technical ideas into the economic world. Only a few engineers became captains of finance and industry. And of these, only those who have an insight into the problems of economics, organization, and finance. Here now, we're invoking the captains of finance and industry right back into Claude Henri Duver of Roy Saint-Simon, the man who came up with the term industrial and industrialism, and Isidore Auguste-Marie-François Xavier Comte. And this idea that the positive stage of humankind would be one where it would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry. These are these great entrepreneurs who would rule the world through their appointed dictators. That's another reason that really pisses off the black nobility. We don't need them anymore. They're furniture in the positivist worldview. That's why the war is going on in the background there. Anyway, and that the captains of finance and industry and the dictator would be supported in all the things that he does by a cadre of super social scientists. You might call them engineers, social engineers. We can dive into Aldous Huxley, Brave New World Revisited, perhaps later today or tomorrow. So this is where we're going in all of this. The great mass of technical functionaries, constitute but a passive element in the whole complex structure. You know, we have all these simpletons. Well, I shouldn't say that. Simplistic people who think that by waving a magic wand or having a secret chip or something, that we would be able to just immediately just come out of all of this and we're going to be fine tomorrow. You know, Glenn Beck, he might fall into that category. Of course, he knows better, but he's told what to say, I think. But anyway, there are those out there. They think that we're going to be able to come out of this in just a hurry. They have no comprehension whatsoever of the great complexity of the planet we live on. And all of the interlocking boards and councils and all of the interrelationships, at least if they do, they don't let it on to their audience. I try and bring it to you. Continuing, they exert much less influence upon the character of the production process and upon the selection and elaboration of technical ideas than does a foreman in a smaller plant, who exercises a determining influence on the technical, organizational, and even personal matters. The entrepreneur is not involved in that. Henry Ford? Henry Ford really didn't care who, you know, or what, or how. He just had an idea. You know, he called all of his foremen and his engineers together. He knew that they needed to have a V8 because the competition had a V8. And I'm not talking about the Jews. They needed to have a V8 engine. And they don't care how or where or how much or when. They just got to have the V8. And so you turn it over to your engineers and you turn it over to your foremen. And don't you know, just down the road, Ford started rolling out of the assembly line with V8 engines in them. Okay? The average technician, even when expertly trained, is more easily replaced than a good foreman. Somebody's got to get it done. We'll be right back.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so just as one might expect, you know, as you go further and further into these articles, some of them, especially this one, things get to be more difficult and difficult as you read. You start to understand how complex the issues actually are. It gives us a window of opportunity into just what kind of a task lies before us. You know, I talk about sustainable development all the time, and I have said numerous times that if you were to reduce sustainable development down to just one word, that word would be demand. What's the demand for? The demand is for the environmental and developmental concerns, the corporations, their products, their product lines, their ideas, their intellectual property, etc. Right? They define here sustainable development out of the Brundtland Report as development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs. And there's a little bit of truth in that. I mean, that's kind of a noble thing, isn't it? But when you look at it, it's really this idea of putting everything off until the time hereafter, you know. That takes us right back to the beginning of, you know, the westward expansion of Christianity into Europe, out of the Central Asia and the Near East into, you know, Western Europe. There was many authors say basically it was like putting a lid down on the minds of the people. Mind-forged manacles. where everything was put off until the future, you know, in the hereafter. I think we need to be paying close attention to the here and now. You know, yeah, you can think about the hereafter as we started the broadcast with the audio from people inside of a fast trip in Joplin, Missouri, as the tornado came right on top of their building, and you could just hear the Vegematic going, destroying, crushing the building, and they're crying out to God for saving them. There's a whole lot of strength that's been got in something like that, but at the same time, we need to be paying attention with about the future or the present and not focus so much on the future in some cases. But this article continues. This is the great increase in productive powers during the 19th century. Productive powers is then a result of technological development. Three factors are to be distinguished in this process. The transfer to the machine of complicated motions. Right, the transfer to the machine of complicated, we might say, repetitive motions. How much of your life do you just live out as an automaton? You know, if you get a little Mr. Will doll and have him take care of all of this repetitive nonsense, like mowing the lawn and things like that and doing the dishes, it'd be great, wouldn't it? Little Mr. Will doll, and just send him around, let him do all these repetitive motions. Again, to transfer to the machine of complicated, the transfer to the machine of complicated motions, the acceleration and intensification of this movement by mechanical power, and that was pretty new. Animal power, manpower, all that up to this point, but now by mechanical power, and the introduction of new articles of demand. See, it always comes down to demand. The introduction of new articles of demand. When did you ever think that you needed a basketball or a hula hoop? But boy, has the demand been built in your mind. When did you need, you know, these big tennis shoes that cost you $90 and they've got, you know, 43 feet of laces that drag along behind you? You know? Why do you need those pajama-like shorts that go down to your middle of the calf, you know, and ride above your plumber's butt? Anyway, the introduction of new articles of demand. This is all this cheap Chinese plastic crap coming out of Asia. You know, these little tippy-tappies, iPods, iPads, and all the rest of the pads. Or the satisfaction of old needs through the consumption of new articles. You ever wonder why your toaster just doesn't seem to go the distance? How come is it, as Doug Owen says, you got to replace your coffee pot, coffee maker, twice a year? I have an old stainless steel coffee percolator that been around for decades. Anyway, got it used. Sure works good. Wash it right up and shine it when you want to. But it's the consumption of new articles. Old needs, new articles. This increase in productive forces has resulted in an enormous per capita increase of the social product. And here we are in America. We're supposed to be the consumers for the world. And if we ain't shopping, the world ain't, you know, living. We got to keep shopping. Shop till you drop, baby. The blue light special. Even if there be accepted a high estimate of the losses brought about by economic crises, we're talking about the depressions now, it cannot be denied that 19th century Europe and America witnessed an unprecedented rise in the standard of living. There's that standard of living raising its hoary head again, as if there was some standard of living. You know, who on earth said that we had to have a level entry, two-bedroom, you know, rambler with a garage on the left or the right, depending on which floor plan you selected, in a subdivision where they all made out of ticky-tacky, they all look just the same, and everybody's got a 57 Chevrolet in the driveway. That's been inculcated, all right? That goes back to Edward Bernays, the School of Public Marketing, and Ivy Lee Ledbetter, etc. But an unprecedented rise in the standard of living, and here we are, being taxed until we drop, to raise the standard of living for the people that live in Togo, in Lesotho, in the Sudan, in Beijing, and other places. raising the standard of living, isn't that going to be more of a problem than we're going to endure? If the United States, if we're over-consuming and we're bringing on global climate change because of all the things that we buy, why in the hell are we going to do the same thing in Afghanistan and Pakistan, Uzbekistan and Tajikistan and all the Stan countries? Why? Why do we want to raise them up to the same standard of living as the people in the United States of America? Or what? Maybe we're all just supposed to go down to the same standard of living as a Bolivian peasant. Lots to think about in that. Then there's a huge section here I'm going to have to jump over because we surely won't have time for it today. But it's very potent material. As we look and we see how technology has really not only transformed who we are, but whose we are. Along with the technology came the funny bunny swindle. This article started out that way, talking about the transition from money to currency, where we had to give up our precious metals as part of the bargain in all of this. Going through these wars during the 3 or 4 decades before World War I, and as a result of the increased industrial production and growing efficiency in transportation, the living standards of skilled workers and functionaries began to approximate that of the petty bourgeoisie. People get a taste of power. People get a taste of refined living. People get a taste of champagne on their lips. And they long for it thereafter, and they're willing to work 40 and 60 and more hours a week to get it. The ends justify the means, I suppose. But we lose sight of who we are in this mix. You live according to your alarm clock. Jars you out of a peaceful, restful sleep, REM sleep maybe. And you leap up out of bed and you start rushing. You got to get that coffee pot, roll that cigarette. Boy, get on the internet and start getting ready for this broadcast. Got to do it, got to do it, got to do it every day. And we lose who we are in the process. It takes a considerable mental effort to not lose track of who you are. And who can deny whose we are? Some people would say, well, I'm a child of God. I was created in the image and the likeness of the creator of the universe. And then they go to their job and they discover that actually they're their boss's boy. They work for the Federal Reserve. They don't even know it. They get up every morning and they go to work for the bankster gangster. Some would say the IMFers. They have no idea whose they are. All kinds of false things sown into their minds by the television set and their teachers and their pastors and their preachers and their brothers and their sisters, all the siblings, they want to keep them in the box too. But we're much more than that. If we're going to be the replacement set going forward, we're going to need to understand what is property, and we're going to need to understand what is freedom. And we certainly better know who we are and whose we are. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcast.